Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there. Welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. Mm-hmm. This is Are You Garbage? It's the show. Yeah. We sit down with your favorite comedians. We find out if they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. I'm your host, Dave Foley, coming at you on a beautiful evening from an undisclosed location somewhere in the continental United States. We got the heat on us, folks. We're still out there on the lam. My co-host, I don't even know where he is. All right. I don't even know. They don't even tell me. Plausible deniability. Next thing you know, I'm in some warehouse in Brooklyn getting my fingernails pulled out. He's not that much of my friend. I could tell you that. I would cough you up in a second. Give it up for the boss man, Kippy Kevin James Ryan.
Never rob a bank with this guy. Jeez. Last guy you wanted in a foxhole with you. It was the bald guy with the big forehead. Get him.
What you want to do is you want to go two doors down. There's going to be a broad standing there. Ask her. She's right up the steps.
Yeah. Well, what's up, everybody? As always, thanks for listening. Please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Those numbers are true to fucking roof. Also, that Patreon.com is cooking with gasolina, dude.
We got to put out a fucking help wanted sign. We need another line cook back there.
I don't know.
That place is bustling.
Woo, dude, that place is on. Dude, Patreon.com, sign yourself up. Get some fucking hot bonus episodes if you're not familiar, which you should be. Mm-hmm. You get bonus episodes of AYG. You get episodes of mm-hmm. Hard Feelings, which the people are fucking loving, by the way.
Is that the surprise hit of the season?
It is. Fucking I didn't see hard. That coming. I thought that was just gonna be me and you, you know, me calling you fat, you calling me bald for an hour. People are loving it. So you get that.
I was watching the Golden Globe nominations, waiting to hear about Hard Feelings on air.
So you can get Patreon, you can get Hard Feelings, and then also each month we do a live stream with the top tier members where we play AYG with you guys. You ask us questions, we ask you questions. It's a good fucking time, guys.
Great time.
Get involved with that. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Get in the campaign. Vote Foley Kippy 2024. Let's go, baby. Let's fucking do it. And I don't like this, how I feel like I'm in one of the Kids from Malcolm in the Middle rooms. And where were you? The fucking United Arab Emirates? Whatever it's called. Where are you? Dubai? You're somewhere real shifty.
I'm currently in the Norwegian consulate right now. I'm technically in the country of Norway in Midtown, if you want to know.
You look like you're planting bugs in the Pakistani fucking embassy.
I'm dressed like an exterminator. I'm just like spraying.
Mustache on your eyes. I don't know. This kid's all fucked up. They're going to get him. You know what I was thinking about today before we get in? This is a family episode, obviously, gang. We're still not quite back at Tootie's
still,
place.
Yeah, still hemmed up a bit, so we're coming at you from remote locations. Next week, we should be fucking revving to go. Also, little bit more business.
Unless Snowden starts running his mouth. Hey, you know what I mean?
He's in the other room. Want me to get him? Eddie!
Hey, dork, lose the glasses and keep your mouth shut, will you? You're killing us. Zip it, will you?
Call down to the front desk for some ice, will you? My scotch is getting cold. Let's go. I got Capri Suns. I got a meltdown.
Hey, Radio Shack, why don't you keep that mouth shut, huh? Fucking USA, kid. Let's go. That's too funny.
A little bit more business. The card should be going out in the next couple of days. We got hemmed up. Everything's at the studio. We can't go in. So, you know, we will, in the next couple of days, hopefully everything clears up and we can get them out for you. People have been hitting me up. It feels like a Ponzi scheme. But
Already started hitting you up? Oh, you're going to make me nervous.
Oh, stop it. No, just a couple people like, yo, you know when they're going out, this, that. Yeah, they should be going out very soon. Very soon. We're trying. We're fucking hemmed up, dude. We're trying to operate. There's a fucking global pandemic going on.
That message was from the Queens County Sheriff, by the way.
It came with a cease and desist letter as well.
You boys want to come in quietly or go out in a shootout? I think that's from The Simpsons when they try to take Ned Flanders away. I tell you what, I was thinking about it. Before we get into the questions, this is a family episode. It's just the family. It's us.
You look like you're on America's Funniest Videos. It looks like someone's going to run up and kick you in the nuts.
I feel like a sugar glider should jump on my face right now.
This is what happens when me and the big man don't spend time together. We get a little loopy.
Hang on a second. Hello, the giggles? Yeah, I'm here. Oh, man, I'm having a chuckle today.
Woo! Oh, God, man, that's some fun.
Forget the cardio, huh? This is all you need. Little AYG in your life.
Oh, man. America. Oh, that's good stuff. Dude,
that's what I'm saying. I don't like this disparage, whatever it's called. This district. Your lighting looks all good. Yeah.
So I'm at a hotel in Brooklyn. We're doing a little bit of a staycation. My wife's been sitting in the fucking apartment for, you know, months. She just moved here before, you know, the pandemic, so she's been hemmed up in the apartment. So we got a good deal through her through work for this. So a couple of days we're doing BK. Very nice. Getting it on the cuff almost. It's pretty cheap.
I don't trust you two as far as I can throw you. But I'll tell you that. Meanwhile, I'm at, what? Wait, what? I heard an M. I hope it didn't say what you think I'm saying. You got company privileges on the minibar?
No. And dude,
because I'll be over. Hello, room service.
Dude, these prices on the fucking minibar. There's like a 16-ounce bottle, not even six. Yeah, probably about a 12-ounce bottle of whiskey, and it's $120 for the 16-ounce bottle of fucking whiskey. I said, "Yo, buddy, I got a fucking there's a bodega on the corner. I'll get a sixer of Pabst. Zip it. Let's go."
Dude, if you did some shit like that, where my old man's credit card was down at the front desk, fucking Kong better be coming. This better be it.
No way. I don't even look at it. My girl put leftovers in the fridge, and I'm worried they're gonna charge us for something. You know what I mean? Be like, hey, you
hotel leftovers? Man, fucking, we are on hard times. We are treading water here. Jesus Christ, Kippy's bringing leftovers back to a hotel.
No, we ordered. There's the kitchen in the hotel. You know, in one of the restaurants. They don't do rooms. They're not doing anything. You got to go off and pick it up, and then you can bring it back down and eat in the room.
Like a jerk off.
Yeah, like a real. But while I was up there, so we went up because everything's 25. You're allowed 25%, you know, 25% capacity in New York now. But we were like, oh, let's just go look, and it was just not our. This is also what I want to get to. We're staying at a nice hotel, obviously. On you know,
you've made that clear
on a discounted rate.
Yikes.
We are, but
they don't look at you the same. If that's what you're asking. They don't know.
They don't know. I don't know how it works, but I think we're getting it on the back end or something. I don't know what's going on.
Is the Montego somewhere in the vicinity?
No, I drove it into the East River. Took a left off the bridge. What am I, jerk off? There's just, I don't understand why rich people are mean. Everybody's so nice. Dude, like, there was, like, some sort of, like, a discrepancy with the room when we got here, what room we were going to get or what we thought we were something. Like, just like, oh, I thought we were going to have this something. And, like, the way they hand is just so polite. Like, if that would have happened in, like, a fucking, you know, a Red Roof Inn in fucking Cleveland, dude, fucking guns would have been pulled. Like, dude, but they're just like, oh, sure, I'm so sorry, Mr. Ryan. Do you mind? Do you want to go get a complimentary drink? It's all fucking bananas.
Listen, dude, this is just our policy. I don't know what to tell you. It's a store policy. I can't do anything about it. Sorry, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That shit don't, for rich people, that shit don't, I mean, not even rich. We're at a fucking hotel in Brooklyn. It's not like we're at, like, the Four Seasons or something. But even just, like, when you're spending a little bit, like, spend a little bit of cash, everybody's nice. And I'm so, like, they're going to catch me. They're going to know something's up. You know what I mean?
It's the second they're not, that's when you get into trouble. The second they're not and you have some fucking rich dude freaking out. And see, rich people know how to do it right. They're not going to cause a scene most of the times down there at the fucking at the front desk. What they're going to do is they're going to reach out to whatever fucking travel coordinator or whoever the fuck or whatever assistant.
Their right-hand man is going to get yelled at.
Is going to get yelled at, which in turn is going to fire off an email to the concierge, which is going to end up getting fucking Debbie at the front desk fucking fired.
Yeah.
That's why you're,
It's no good.
They're all scumbags.
I mean, I could get used to having a little bit of cash, but unfortunately I don't. But I could get used to it.
You like bossing people around, jerk off? Yeah, we all do. All right? You like getting fucking $20 burgers and living up to the room?
20. With nice, I wish nice they were shades? 20.
What'd they get you for a burger over there?
I just threw the receipt out. Well, this is also how trashy I am. So we go up.
You kept your receipt for room service?
No, it can't. No, well, it's takeout.
No need to go any further.
No, it's takeout. It's takeout. So we go up to like the restaurant and we were going to order and we were like, do you want to sit here? Because it was completely empty. We're like, and it was like a nice view. We're like, oh, we could sit here and chill or we could go back down to the room. But they were playing music or whatever. And my wife's like, oh, I'm going to go back down to the room. Like, this isn't my vibe. I'm like, oh, I'll stay here and get the burgers. You know what I mean? But while I'm standing there waiting for the burgers, I fucking sculled like fucking four IPAs, dude. I was just, like, dude, this waitress was looking at me like I was fucking, oh my, like, dude, it was a scene. People were
Make sure them fries are well done.
Dude, and they were like $9 or $10 beers too, but they were so, I haven't had one in a handful of days. They were nice going down.
That's the thing about real booze bags, man. Fucking put two or three away real quick. Get fucking straightened out.
Get my head right. You know what I mean? Fucking yeah. Get a bit. Fucking clear the head a little bit. Get back in reality. Take the fucking edge off.
Go ahead. You got something else?
I'm just saying, but no one, I'm so trapped. No one else is doing that. No one else was up there fucking slamming fucking your Merman IPAs or whatever I was doing.
No. Maybe a prosecutor from the Southern District or something like that staying there who's got a fucking tough day ahead of him.
Sure,
fucking
after a long day or something. Yeah.
No. That's not a good sign. You okay? Did you check out? You know what I wanted to say to you was you really have a plethora of cheap foreman to workman sayings. And like I realized what? That just from this week, you know, we're going to be treading water for a little bit. Friday's payday.
Friday's payday? You just made that one up. What I mean, that's not even a saying, dude. What could that even mean?
I don't know, work smarter than harder or something. Like, you're always hitting me with some of those.
Sure. Gotta get done, gonna get done's a big one. yeah, that's what my whole family was. They were all, you know, the project managers, the journeymen, the fucking, you know, the whole. So I just got all the, I grew up pretty much on a job site, so I just know all the lingo, you know what I mean?
Trying to keep my head above water, huh? You know what I mean? trying
to look out for me. I'm over here with like a fucking roll of quarters in my mouth. What are you doing?
And I was thinking, now that we got when we get back to Tootie's, now that we have the new TV, can we get cable?
At Tootie's?
Tootie's.
So
we can watch we can watch the fights or something like that. Have a couple of
you
want to
be Schultz is what you want.
Yeah, now you're getting it.
I mean, we could. It would be an additional expense of probably like $50 a month. That's patreon.com, folks. Yeah, I'm not paying for fucking, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
What?
I was thinking about this today, okay? And it got me thinking about something. I knew you would say that. I knew you would say more or less that I would probably have to pay for it. If I wanted it, you could pay for it. I was curious about two things before we get into the questions.
Sure.
What was your chore situation as a kid? And did they ever make you pay for anything? Because I don't know if I've ever told you this, and I always thought this was really, really garbage. We might have talked about this a little bit, but not in depth. I had a buddy who from like the age of 12 until the age of 16 or 18, whenever he left the house, he had to pay his cable bill.
What? That's bananas. The fuck kind of heathens are you hanging out with?
I don't know. But I remember I was like 15 when he told me. And like, it almost broke my heart. I didn't want to watch TV at his house anymore. I felt
bad. He one of those kind of kids that got like divorced from his parents when he was like 14? Like those kids where the parents sign him off and he doesn't have to go to school. He's smoking out front. You're like, what's this guy all about?
What do you think? I'm hanging out with...
He's a mechanic when he's like 13. You're like, what the fuck is Jimmy doing?
What do you think, I'm hanging out with Drew Barrymore? No, he was a regular kid.
Yo, I was just telling my wife, that bro was doing blow when she was like 11.
She was up to it. Dude, I remember when I was a little kid, I was in love with her. She's like, I think, like almost my exact same age.
I never did that. And then I never really had to pay for anything. Like, I had this, like, you know, you would collect money from, like, birthdays or, you know, whatever. You had a little bit of scratch. You would keep the change when you went in to get the pizza, whatever. That was always about $4 or $5. Put that piggy bank.
So you were skimming.
I was cooking the books at an early age. Oh, I mean, we've talked about that. You always take the change.
Yeah, come on. Listen, we know each other. We're friends. Just you and me here. All right, Tootie's not around. No, of course. I still take the... What? You're not getting change back.
I know. I would buy stuff if, like, I remember really one time I wanted, like, a camcorder. I wanted to make movies and stuff and, like, film. I just wanted to record stuff. I thought that was cool. So I bought a camcorder for, like, $400 when I was, like, 12 or something. Shot a couple of home pornos. No big deal. But, like, my parents were like, yeah, if you want to buy that, like, you buy that. But, like, I wasn't buying milk and shit. I wasn't contributing to the fucking household.
I can't believe I didn't bring it up until now. I was watching, because I was thinking about getting cable here, and it made me think about Tootie's and all that stuff. And I just remember thinking back, man, like, on the couch one day in the middle of summer. And this is when, like, you know, we weren't poor, but we weren't doing fantastic. But we didn't know. We were getting by, you know what I mean? Shit was great.
Sure.
But there was, like, a certain level of things, like, you never thought about or never considered. And, you know, luckily, fucking the cable and the power and all that stuff wasn't one of them. And I remember it was, like, a hot summer afternoon. We were sitting there on his fucking couch. And I just remember him, like, as I'm flipping, and we were, like, fighting over the remote or something like that. He's like, I got to pay for that. And I'm like... Tell your mom I'll take my Cheez-Its to go.
Ask for a Ziploc bag because I am hitting the bricks. Okay.
I felt horrible for the kid.
Yeah, I never did that in chores.
Does very well now. Does very well.
I'm sure he's fucking paying. He was paying utility bills in elementary school. Why the fuck? I mean, that kid's got a good head on his shoulders. He should be retiring soon.
This guy was doing accounts receivable.
I know.
I didn't know. I was terrible with that, man. God love my parents. I never. If they tried to teach me, I never soaked any of that stuff up about money, how to manage money, what to do, where to go, how to study.
No. I got none of that. I was saying that to my mom the other day. I'm like, if somebody even like kind of was like, oh, you don't spend money you don't have, I would have been like, oh, really? You don't do that, you know? Like even that little bit. And chores, I had to do, like, the trash. It was big. I dreaded it, like, bringing the trash cans up and down, letting the dog out, that kind of shit, you know. Mowing the lawn. Had to mow the lawn all the time. Had to mow the lawn. Hated it.
Mow the lawn and rake the leaves in the fall. You want to see two Foley boys with two big pusses on their faces.
And their pants.
All right, let's get into some questions. But before we do, let's take a quick second, Kip. Let's talk about our old friends and the old big show.
What's that?
Over there on the stereo app that we do every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, answering your guys' questions. It's a good time.
Yeah, guys, check it out if you're not familiar. Stereo.com/Kevin Ryan or /H Foley we've been doing it for what? A couple of weeks now? Handful of weeks? We're
going
to be doing
it
some more every Thursday night. You guys get to ask us questions. We answer them live on the air. It's a good time. It's a good way for you to get involved with us and the show. You know what I mean? It's just additional content for you. Check it out. Stereo.com/Kevin Ryan/H Foley. We get to wet our beaks.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time. And then also from our other sponsor, the good folks over there at Cushy Dreams, baby. Foley.
Creeping up on my favorite sponsor.
They really know what they're doing. Guys, 2020 was a rough year for everybody, and 2021 is starting out just as fucking crazy. You know what I mean? So our good friends at Cushy Dreams can help. Cushy Dreams specializes in high-quality smokable CBD, and CBD has been shown to help with anxiety, depression, pain relief, inflammation.
100%.
From A to Z, CBD helps. Foley is, they sent us samples, and it's very rare that, like, Foley takes the lead. He stole all of the cushy dreams. I gotta be honest with you. He fucking hijacked the studio.
I stole all the cushy dreams. I stole the two containers that have some flour in it, and then I took three pre-rolls. And I remember I left the studio. We had a rough day that day. I fucking got in the car. I drove home, and as I was walking towards my house, I lit up the cushy dreams. Fucking half of that set me completely straight. Went upstairs, relaxed, had a great night. And I've been fucking hitting it every once in a while, man. I love it. The dreams put me to sleep. I take a hit out of the hustle in the morning.
Get going.
And it makes me feel good. Dude, you don't feel high. It's fantastic. Get on that cushy dreams, gang.
Yeah, and smoking it is the fastest and most effective way to get CBD into your system. The flower looks, smells, tastes like high-quality marijuana. Every run is limited. Small batch. This is, you know, independent shit we're talking about here. It goes through all the tests, compliance, purity. All the info is on the website. Get some high-quality CBD and fight back against anxiety and the crazy world. Go to cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y. At checkout, use promo code GARBAGE, baby. It's always garbage. G-A-R-B-A-G-E for 20% off your next order. Free shipping on orders over $20. Smoke your CBD'd with promo code GARBAGE for 20% off today. Now back to the show, baby.
And look at that. We're already here doing live reads. Talk about a couple of guys working with no net right now. You think it's all moonlight and canoes. We ain't there yet.
I know.
We're
and first
fucking
of all,
fighting through it.
You know, people, I've loved the fucking fans. So some people are like,
the best.
You know, they're honestly fucking awesome. But some of the comments were like, Foley's only coming out of my left ear. I'm like, yeah, buddy, you're lucky. I'm like, this thing's put together with duct tape. Kippy did all the engineering on it, buddy. You're lucky I didn't drop off a CD at your house to listen to this fucking thing. Be burning copies.
Remember that when CDs would just show up at your house, like CD, different CD-ROMs and stuff like that?
Yeah, I used to have 4 million hours of fucking AOL online or whatever. They just send them out.
Oh, really? That's what that was? I would never put something like that on my computer. Something that came in the mail?
Too busy looking at your fucking dirty movies. Like, there's not enough viruses in those things back in the early 2000s.
I was a Blu-ray kid. I don't know what to tell you. all right, let's get into some fucking questions here. Let's have a good time.
Yeah.
We love it. Give him the spiel, Kippy. I'll do the spiel while you're doing that. Folks,
there you go.
As you know, when you sign up for Patreon.com, you get your question asked on the air.
Oh, yeah.
That it? That how you
I
do
love
it?
How you don't even know this spiel. Yeah, guys, you know, as we get so many requests, people sending in.
I like how you do it. Yeah, you know, guys.
just people send in so many. I don't want to feel, it's just, I don't want to sound like a dick, but this is the best way to do it. So when you sign up for Patreon, we'll read your questions, and we have a bit of a backlog. We're going to get to everybody. We appreciate all the fucking support. I can't help that the Patreon's cooking, baby. The fish are jumping on a boat. You know what I mean? I can't get
no
all the
backlog.
Questions
asked. We're just getting to them. Yo, the beard's coming in real nice.
Yeah, one of the ladies said I should grow a beard, too. What do you think? Not my ladies, some
can you grow one here? By the forehead? Huh? Get a little merkin?
All right, you're a funny guy. We got a funny guy. This guy's a real funny guy. All right, this one's just funny. This is from John O. Did you debate signing up for Patreon after the first of the month to avoid two charges? Also, did you use a Montana zip code to avoid taxes? Johnny, my fucking man. That is a fucking... I mean, this guy... I thought I was playing chess, not checkers.
Wait, what's
this
up
dude,
in Montana? What's up in Montana? You don't got to pay?
I guess it's like Delaware, probably. I guess they don't have sales tax or something.
I tell
you,
my eyes have been on three states ever since you told me that. Texas, Florida, and now Montana. I like what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah, that's the income tax. Yeah.
Tax bracket Foley, huh? Down there in Miami, mixing it up with Gronk and Tommy B.?
Well, I mean, you technically could. You could set it up, you know. You could just be a resident, and your income would come from there or something. I don't know how it works. What do I look like? This is from Jeff. What?
A real shifty guy.
Yeah.
Guy who knows how to fudge some numbers.
I'm currently in a hotel room under a German name right now. What do I know?
12 with 12 passports and different countries denominated money. What the fuck?
I know.
I don't know what just happened there.
All right. This is, I don't think we've done this. This one's from Garrett.
Wait, hold on. To answer that question, that's something that we are aware of and we've discussed that. You know what I mean? We don't want to bang people out for two things.
Sure, but people, no. So, but also, if you sign up, you get to, you get to listen to all of the past episodes. You know what I mean? So if you sign up for the $5 level, you get fucking 5 months worth of shit already for that $5. You know, so it's like, that's the way people view it. That's the way this viewed on Patreon. But yes, wait till the first and sign up at the first, whatever you need.
Absolutely.
Baby.
Yeah, we're all about it. We're all about the savings here. I do the same kind of shit.
I know. Yeah. You do you. I don't hate it.
I only keep my internet going for 23 days out of the month. Shut it down for a week.
Yeah, take the day off, you know what I mean? This is from Garrett. I don't think we did it. Did you ever have a lucky rabbit's foot?
Dude, we've talked about this.
I've
asked this as a question, and let me tell you something. If the answer is yes, get the fuck out of here. I felt one of those things.
I still don't know. Were they real rabbit's feet?
I'm sure some of them were. But either way, how is that good
luck?
Who
is it? Who are you hanging out with? Davy Crockett? What the fuck's going on here? Who's walking around with animal parts?
I knew a couple of guys that had them like on their keychains and stuff like that. That shit's...
You were really running with the cool crowd, huh?
Pillars of industry.
Everybody's got fucking animal pelts on their... You fucking loser. Dressed up like you're fucking dressed up like Braveheart walking to lunch.
fucking rabbit's feet, snake skins, frog legs. It's like fucking Pet Cemetery over here with these guys.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
I remember my buddy Neil showed me one. He was like, my lucky rabbit's foot. I was like, check, please, buddy. Fucking, I think I got to get home later.
Lucky rabbit's foot. Didn't your grandmom just die? What the fuck?
Yeah. How lucky. Didn't your brother just get hit by a bus?
Didn't you just lunch it in the fucking kickball game? What are you talking about? Dude, looking back on that, how the fuck did... I would love to know the origin of that, how that brings you luck to have a cute little bunny's foot. I could see if it was, okay, a bear claw or something like that.
You know? What are you, in the Revenant? Shut up.
You gotta earn it. Or like a hawk's beak or something like that.
You know what was big when I was a kid? Was real big. A shark's tooth. Dude, how corny was a fucking shark's tooth?
Oh, man. Right up there with a puka necklace.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Dude, I used to rock a shark's tooth. Like... Heavy.
Ooh, you made it all the way to the Ocean City Boardwalk. Look at you. You're tough guy.
No, we went to the Camden Aquarium. We didn't even make it to the coast.
Ah, what a scumbag. You made some intern go in there and get it. Hey, get in there, will you? I want one from the back, too. Little fat kippy sitting there eating a dinner roll.
Let me get a molar, will you?
Dad, tell this bum I want a molar, will you? Hey, my kid says he wants a molar. All right, sir. Dude, shark's teeth. Take a hike with that shit.
Yeah, it was tough.
Beat it.
It was tough. You know what I've been wanting to bring up? I didn't know when to bring it up, and I was relatively afraid to bring it up in front of a guest. You know what I mean? I wasn't sure how it would be, you know, taken. But I remember at one point when I was like not a teenager, I don't know, 10 or something, I found where, you know, I don't know if she was keeping them, but my teeth from when I was a kid, my baby teeth, like when I would lose them. And my
babysitter was doing it? Who was doing this?
My mom, the pizza was.
thought it was just like a neighbor.
yeah, that's my neighbor, Ducky, collected my teeth.
Mr. Williamson. Don't forget to bring those teeth over here.
That and my boogers.
Hey, boogers in your underwear, bring them over. She was saving them.
I don't know. I found like a handful of them in like a something when I was older. And I'm like, what are these? She's like, they were from when you were younger. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, bitch, they're my teeth.
Yeah, you fucking loser.
It was a trick question. I didn't think it was a set of keys, honey. What the fuck are you doing with them? Fucking Buffalo Bills, my mom. What the shit?
Yeah, it was a little sketchy. I was. That's like one of those things where I'm like, all right, moving on.
Dude, I don't. I remember my brother brought one home from. He had shark's teeth, which was weird. No, he brought a molar home that he had pulled, and it was like perfect. Like they had gotten the root and everything out of it. I remember that lasted like a night in the house. And my mom was like, get that fucking thing out of here. Go bury that in the yard or something. We don't want that in here.
Yeah, that's
Foley's tough. Don't like that superstition shit. We don't like that. We don't want teeth or bones or anything like that. Mm-mm.
Fucking pet cemetery. We used to. Yeah.
You got cremated. You're out on the deck. You're not coming inside. I'll tell you that.
It's not crossing the entrance. Not crossing the portal to the domicile.
Yeah. You get doused in garlic water and leave it.
You're hanging out at the pool at Club Foley. You get to cool off in the summer, but you ain't coming in a house.
No. They don't go for that. They don't go for that shit.
That's fucking funny. This one's trash. This one's insane. This is from Pancrazio. Finally got the sand out of my clit and booked a one-way flight to Wuhan Ramirez. Shout out to the History Hyenas. Have you? This is bananas. Have you ever washed your dishes in the shower?
What?
I guess if they were too much or something. I don't fucking know. But no, the answer is no. And I think you're doing that, you should go to jail or something. That's like college dorm shit, maybe. Or if you live in a motel, when you're staying weekly at the motel, maybe you wash out a pot of ramen in the shower with you.
No kitchenette.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's kooky.
I don't know. I guess people do it, though. I mean, if he's asking, that's the thing. Some of these questions are fucking bonkos, but then people like comment. They're like, oh, I do that. And I'm like, oh, my God. We got some real dirtballs listening to the show.
I like it. I love it. I know. That's crazy. I feel like I'm waiting for somebody to come in and assassinate you from those curtains right now.
I feel I'm kind of, it's kind of Bourne Supremacy a little bit, right? Just waiting for a silencer. Pew, pew.
I'm waiting for a shadowy figure to come in. Fucking.
All right. Okay, let's go. This is from Jeff Sharman on the old Patreon air. Is it garbage to eat peanut butter out of the jar with a spoon?
It is, but it's also one of my favorite things.
Man, I'm telling you. I remember the first time my buddy Liam showed me that you could do. We did it at his house, which is gross. You do it at someone else's house, it's disgusting.
Oh yeah, I mean, I would say even it's disgusting if you do it at your family's house. I have my own peanut butter that nobody touched.
Well, I'm saying if you do it in Europe, it's you and your girl, you do it at your. It's whatever. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah, of course. But even as a kid, if you have multiple family members mixing in there, because I don't know about you, but the peanut butter wasn't kept. We didn't know about peanut butter storage the way we know about now.
What were you doing with it?
It was in the fridge, usually.
What?
Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't know to not put it in the fridge. It was in the fridge. Let me tell you how many loaves of bread I tore the fuck up.
Dude, a piece of white bread does not stand a chance against some fucking cold PB. What are you doing?
Like the Polish fighting off the Blitzkrieg, you know what I mean? Didn't work out.
Fucking scorched earth, daddy-o. No
Dude,
way.
Dude, it was bad news. And there would always be like a piece of butter or jelly or crumbs or something.
Dude, crumbs and a peanut butter. I can tell a lot about your upbringing. If I go to your house and you got crumbs in your peanut butter, you're trash.
First of all, you're putting peanut butter on toast, which is fucking suspect to begin
with. Oh, dude, big PB, dude. Fucking peanut butter on fucking white toast with a huge glass of milk. Oh, my God. That'll fucking... Dude,
that's
only,
so trash.
I only got that on my birthdays. Good night.
On election day, you get one of those. Holy shit. Dude. Yeah, we didn't know, though. We weren't good with it.
That's crazy. That's
but I'll
nuts.
Tell you what, it is better when it's cold when you're doing the spoon. It's like
ice
cream.
It's like a little dessert. Yeah. This was also the first time. Growing up, did you have a dishwasher? you were about to start interrogating yourself with that light. Why are you so fat? I don't know. Why am I?
Getting pretty hot under these lights, hey, Foley? No, I want to know why your lighting looks so much better than I. You look like you're on fucking Good Morning America. I look like I'm the biggest.
Dude, you seriously look like you're in awe. You look like you're. You look like you're one of those fucking YouTube videos where a ghost shows up in the back.
Number 10, a guy is recording a podcast when all of a sudden his bedroom door slightly opens. So insane.
I think it's your camera. I look like I'm on Good Morning America.
Every you do. You do. I'm waiting for fucking Mike Strahan to fucking start it. Start lisping all over you. That's what I'm waiting.
Live with Regis and Kippy. I got to go to Kippy's house. No, I think my camera's better. I got a newer computer.
It's like a whole thing. I don't know what it is, man. I look like you're in Elon Musk's house. I look like I'm in the Russian space station. Start floating upside down. I don't like this, man. I don't like this.
Just eating astronaut ice cream. You
a little bubble of water.
You look like you're on VHS.
Yeah, I don't like it, man.
I got a good light. There's a desk light at the hotel, so I got a desk light right above my thing,
I got
the ring.
A desk light too. Look at that.
But I put a tissue on it to soften it.
Oh.
And I think my camera's just better. I think.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a newer computer. I'm not fucking bragging. I'm just fucking saying. Did you?
Not so worried. A ghost is gonna come.
Dude, yeah.
Right there. Also, come out right there.
Also, I can see four doors and they're all open. What's going on in your apartment? Close the fucking door. You got both closets are open. I see through one door into another door. I can see the toilet from here. What's going on?
No, you can't. That's not the toilet. That's a mirror out there. I'm in the office. What do you mean? That's my closet. And that's the door to the office. I can't close it because the baby's got to come in and do her little stinker do. So she got to take a little dinker, the little key cat.
Gotcha.
She got to come in and do poopies. Something.
Gotcha. Back to where we were. Were you, you had a dishwasher growing up, right?
Yeah. What the fuck? That's how this started. Well, what am I, fucking Ray Charles's mom? Yeah, I had a fucking dishwasher.
Ray Charles's mom? What is that?
You remember
even?
She was,
what does
she
that
was
even
washing
mean?
The clothes outside and washing the dishes outside.
No, I don't remember that.
No, we had a
would
fucking
you go to,
washing
would you go
machine.
To school with him?
I was the only kid that would sit with him. You know what I mean?
It's a different had to time. Help him off the bus.
Of course, yeah. We had a dishwasher that we overused.
Yeah.
There was never any. I didn't find out until my sister-in-law told me this, that the sink is for washing. The dishwasher is for sanitizing. That's how she does it. She washes the dishes.
Yeah, we
and
do
then
too.
Puts...
We're a wash family, and it's pretty contentious because my wife will just throw. My wife would throw anything in the dishwasher, and I'm like, "You gotta wash it first."
Really?
I don't like wash. I'll get whatever. It's like OCD too, a little. It's just the way my mom did it. It's the way you know. It was like the every plate's rinsed, and like I'll get the sponge and give it like a once or twice. I'll get like the you know if there's like sriracha sauce or something dried on there, I get that off or whatever it is.
No, we ruined a lot of I think
dishwashers.
we went through a good amount of dishwashers when I was in high school. We'd throw there'd be fucking
you were in
bone.
High school, so you went through multiple in 4 years. You went through multiple dishwashers in 4 years. No way.
I remember we had like two or three dishwashers when I was a kid. Honestly. Because we would fucking just throw anything in there that would always back up or break or this or that. There'd be like fucking pork chop bone. You'd make a fucking stew out of what you'd find in my fucking dishwasher.
I asked.
A little cascade stew.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, though. There was nothing. There was nothing better than getting a fresh glass out of the fucking dishwasher.
Still a little warm. Well, that's the definition of clean living right there. Smells a little soapy. Good night.
Yeah. Fucking drop some fresh cubes in that.
Oh,
crack open a screamer. Goodbye and good luck. I'll tell you that right now. I'll be on my way.
I ask because I never, my one buddy, I guess, didn't have one. And we wanted spoons for something. Could have been, you know, peanut butter. So I don't know what it was for. But I remember he just pulled like a spoon out of the sink and like washed it with his hand and was like, here. And I had never known that like there was another way. I never knew that you just wash. I was like a 7-year-old kid or whatever. I didn't know you could wash without a dishwasher, you know. I mean, in hindsight, 2020, I've lived without dishwashers. I get it. But like, I remember him handing me like a wet spoon to like do something. And I was like, buddy, listen, get the dishes. We'll go over to Denise's house, and I'll fucking show you how you do it with the Cascade. I ain't using no wet fucking utensil to eat anything, okay? And I don't trust you just rubbing your finger over it either.
Some of my buddies...
I need this thing steam cleaned or something. Send it to the dry cleaners.
Some of my buddies' families... etiquette on the sink shocked me. Like, yeah, just fucking, you ever look in somebody's sink and there's like dishes in there? It just looks so much grosser than it actually is because you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know whose dishes they are or what mouth they've been in or what was cooking yesterday or something. Yeah, I don't fuck with it. Yeah.
Wet spoon, I'm gone.
All right. Coming up. This is from Ian. Have you ever slept on your bed without sheets?
On the reg, dude.
Really?
Still? On the reg. If I'm supposed to, if the sheets all get taken down to the laundromat and I don't pick them up, yeah, there'll be a night or two where that'll happen. I'll take serious heat for it.
You and your girl are sleeping on just a fucking raw mattress?
It's happened, yeah. But we have the feather bed.
Like you just pulled a bank job or something? Who's doing like your Tony Soprano at the end? Just fucking hanging out with an AR-15 on an unmade bed.
Going to the mattresses.
I've done it like in college or drunk or something. If you come home, it's just too uncomfortable. I'd have to throw like a beach towel down or I'd have to do something.
Here's my thing. Anything that's like a little bit of a change, I'm okay with it. Like, I can sleep in my jeans. I can sleep with just the comforter on the bed with the pillowcase. I don't even really need pillowcases. With the right pillow, I don't really need a pillowcase. I'm not going to lie to you. I certainly don't want a fucking duvet set with all that shit. I hate those pillows. The pillows that are on the outside, we have them now. Pillows that are on the outside.
What do you mean pillows are on the outside?
The pillows that go on the outside that have the same matching cover as the blanket and the bottom of the bed and all. The duvet set. I don't like that shit.
We got it. Duvet's new to me. I never knew what a duvet was.
I feel like
was.
I'm hugging a ballerina. I don't want all that
frilly
stuff.
You want functional.
Yeah, I want functional. I need a lot of pillows too, Kippy. Have I told you about my pillows?
We've gone into the pillows a lot.
A lot of pillows.
I think I'm a three and then I got like a husband I sleep with, I call it. All right, let's see. Another dirty dishes. This is from Travis. Have you ever used Febreze on a sink full of dirty dishes?
What the fuck is that? Get out of here.
Yeah, you guys are fucking savages. What are we doing?
I mean, I'm a fucking as big a dirtbag as it gets. A sink? Oh, you mean like maybe just spray it to spray it down?
No, like if your sink smells and you don't feel like doing all the dishes or you got people coming over, you give it a couple of spritz to kill the smell.
God damn, man. Fuck, no.
I've definitely, like, in college sinks are different, especially when you're living with, like, four or five dudes or whatever, and you'd be having people over, and you're like, I'm not doing all the fucking Andrew's dishes, you know what I mean? Like, fuck this guy, but you're having people over, so I'd put, like, a towel or something over the sink and just be like, hey, this is awful, like, we're partying, don't look at the fucking sink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you were in college and shit, it was different. It was fucking mayhem. I told you when we were at the theater, we used to, if one of our chores was to do the dishes, we would just take a whole sink full of dishes out of the sink or out of our room and just take them and throw them in a dumpster or something like that.
Yeah, I've done that for sure. Like, especially moving out of somewhere, I've been like, I just moved in September. I still trash everything. Like, I'm like,
dude,
I'll fucking, I'm not carrying this thing that was in $6. I'll buy a new one.
This place, I'm hemmed up now. Like, if I had to move, I got a couple of days and all that stuff. But literally, up until moving into this apartment or into this building, it was like in heat. I could have been out the door in 30 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
Fucking computer, guitar, bag of clothes, I'm fucking gone. Mm-hmm. Different name, different city, like a ghost.
Also, that the guitar reminds me. I think we talked about it on the Patreon episode, the song that you sang. What was it? Hey Girl or Hey Beautiful or...
I don't know what is this?
What was it?
What is this interrogation?
What was it?
That's for the Patreon. That's for family.
Whatever it was, somebody said when we get to the next benchmark for Patreon should be we make a music video for that song, and I fucking want to.
I don't think I don't have that song recorded, but I got plenty of tracks that we can make music.
No, you just want to use me to spark your fucking music career. Hey,
I got a couple
You call up your mom. You call up your mom. Hey, Kippy said he pressed a demo. get the band back together.
Kippy's doing pay to play on K-Rock for the big guy. Absolutely. The song was called Sunny Day.
Whatever. Okay. I'm just saying. So that you saying the guitar remind me. This one's from Terry T-Bone, a.k.a. T-Bone Steak. We got a T-Bone in the Patreon. Shout out to
I like it.
Also, T-Bone ain't here. Big fucking shout out to T-Bone. After trying to get an episode out on my own, if anybody deserves a raise, it's motherfucking T-Bone McMuffin.
He's worth every penny.
That guy does a fucking bang up job. Great at what he does. Super funny guy from Chicago. Check him out.
We'll be back there next week. And Tootie's can't wait.
Terry T-Bone, have you ever run out of soap and just washed yourself with shampoo? And I'm going to come out and say, for like most of the time, I do that. I've used shampoo for probably 50% of the times. I'll just use shampoo.
I like the way it smells. I don't. You know what I mean?
As long as I like the way it feels too.
As long as it doesn't have any as long as it doesn't have any conditioner in it, there is no difference between fucking body wash and shampoo.
No.
There's
none.
No difference. Mm-mm. They're lying to you. You
it's
hear
all marketing.
Me?
It's all marketing. Yeah. You're falling
Dude,
for it.
If I would end up, you know, high school, college, I end up in my girlfriend's shower at like her parents, maybe their shore house or something like that, and I look over and see a brand new bottle of Herbal Essence.
That stuff in the
Rose.
2000s was, I used to fucking
everywhere.
Whole handful of that and tug my little root too.
Oh, yeah. Come out of there smelling like Liz Claiborne, ready for dinner. Good night.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fucking fantastic.
That was big. This is from Katie, who has home run questions, by the way. Have you ever gone to the bank to try to dispute an overdraft fee? And I mean, what are we talking? Like, I've done that within 5 months ago. I've done that. I like to fly a little too close to the sun sometimes, and the account gets overdrawn. But I know
I've learned my lessons.
Really? I still.
Oh, I'm like red. I'm a reformed man. I'll tell you that. No trouble out of me, sir. They've gotten me too many times on that.
Yeah, I've gotten hit a bunch. I still do when I call, and they go, oh, we can't do it. I go, well, let me talk to your manager. And he goes, oh, we've already approved two within the past 6 months. I say, zip it. I know it's three. I know. What are we doing here? We're going round and round. I know I'm allowed
you're,
three
you're
every
so
6 months.
In the wrong. You're such a scumbag.
What do you mean?
Sir, we've already approved seven for the week. Hey, listen.
Listen. Yeah, well, it's also like I bought a pack of gum. You're gonna charge me $38 for the pack of gum? Get out of here, bozo.
Does it always work?
They'll do like three every six. I forget the time because it's been a while. But there was a time like when we were like really struggling in comedy. Like we just fucking still struggle, but like really struggling. And I mean, you know, those fucking salad days or whatever they call it. Like you're just fucking. I'd have no money, and I'd be like, $100. I'd be like, oh, well, it's coming tomorrow. Then something would hit, and you're spinning all the plates, and they all drop.
Running and gunning.
I was on the phone, for forever, and they make you sweat it out. You're going to have to hold. I got to talk to this guy. I'm just going, buddy, I don't care who you got to call. Call up Mr. fucking Touchdown Bank. I'm sitting here. I need the fucking 70 clams. Let's go.
Get the president on the phone. I don't give a shit what you need to do.
Yeah.
Cough up the cash. I stay away from all that stuff religiously. And thank God, knock on Formica, I haven't had any overdraft fees in a while.
Well, aren't you special?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't all have money like you, okay?
No, I just make sure.
Sure, I know. I'm breaking balls, buddy. I get you. You've become more responsible.
I also monitor what's in the checking and what's in the savings and what comes out. You know what I mean?
Savings? You got savings money?
I'm
always
nervous.
How much am I paying you?
It's an account that I've had since I was a kid. There's like $5 in it.
Don't let it go to your head either. All right. Let's see. What do we got here? This is from Claire. I'm a new subscriber. First question. Do you own a punching?
Yay! Hey, welcome, Claire.
Welcome, Claire. Do you own a punching bag, and where is it located in your home? I just walked past an apartment that has a bag suspended from their ceiling in their living room. Not sure if this is a sign I'm in a bad fucking area. You know, it ain't a good area. I can tell you that much. I'm not doing that on Park Avenue. I know that. This is how trashy we were. I had a heavy bag as a kid growing up. and it just never got hung up. If that is the fucking lifelong tale of the Ryans, it's we have shit that's not finished or done correctly. For Man. Sure. 100%.
That's why you never played varsity sports. I'll tell you that right now. Never even hung the bag, huh?
Yeah.
I can see your dad yelling at you. I got you that fucking bag. You never even hung it.
It was fucking like, 400 whatever, pounds. Man. I mean, how am I supposed to hang a heavy bag by myself? I'm 7. Cut me some fucking slack.
You had a couple of guys from Home Depot in here or something like that, will you, Pop?
I know. I'm like, you own a construction company. Call up the fucking the laborers to come over and hang this fucking thing.
You tell me this. Is this more trashy or is this more of a clean living situation? We had a punching bag that
it was
we
your
did
mom.
Hang. Keep that yep shut you.
Bing pow.
She actually lit me up a couple of times when I was a kid. She was a scrapper.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
it was always worse when your mom
Irish
hit you.
Irish coal mining yak from upstate Pennsylvania.
You love that.
Slapped the taste out of your mouth.
You love that Baldwin line. He's going to come for money pretty soon. You say that one more time.
Yeah, you've been pushing it too a couple of times. Don't
the
fucking
Irish
don't get it
yak.
Twisted. Yeah,
it's a great term. Yeah, she was a scrapper back in the day. And there was always something a little more demoralizing when your mom would smack you around a little bit than your dad. Your dad, you kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you feel like you were in an S.C. Hinton book or something like that. Like you were one of the outsiders. When your mom did it, it was real.
Yeah,
real emasculating. Tough.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? She was the king. She
but
was
did
the
you have a heavy bag?
We did have a heavy bag. We did. But what I was going to ask you is we took a old sea bag, an old Navy, like, duffel bag.
Like the green one or whatever, the blue one or something.
And we filled that with, like, sand or pillowcases or whatever it was. And then we bolted that and then hung that up. That's what we worked that on.
That's trashy.
Probably used it, like, 4 times. But when people came over, they were like, damn, these guys are tough.
You got to hang it out front to flex on everybody.
Why is this in the kitchen?
Yeah, yeah, keep it up. Keep asking questions. Tough guy, flex
you,
on him.
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
Good times here. I love it.
Shout out. Good round of questions so far.
Great round.
Shout out to, this is from Andrew. Do you or have you ever kept snacks under your bed?
God damn, what is this fucking, no, that's sad.
I know. I think college, when you were like, you had to keep your own stuff, you know.
College, I had fucking, I was sleeping on a fucking crate of cup of noodles. I mean, that's different. College is different.
You can't be doing
that
now.
Why would you have
snacks
under your bed now?
I
couldn't.
Maybe if you're in like
a
tight roommate situation where you don't know them that well, but I mean.
Yeah. No, I know.
But still, I don't know. This is from Chad Bell. Home run of a question. Have you ever ride on a parade float? And yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah, we were big. I think we've talked about this on something at some point. We were big Thanksgiving Day parade people.
Wait,
as
you didn't,
kids.
You weren't in the Philly one, were you?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Every
really?
Year. Yeah.
I didn't know I was working with a celebrity over there. Fucking Jim Gardner.
I actually, that's exactly what my dad looks like, by the way. He looks exactly like Jim Gardner.
I know.
My aunt worked for the city, so she got the kids on, and that became a tradition. We do it every year. I was too young for a while, like while my brother and sister were going, but then I got to go. I literally thought I was a celebrity. I was like fucking waving to people, running up, slapping hands. You're on the float. You're off the float type thing. Yeah. I mean, as a little kid fucking who's starving for attention, whose parents won't look at him. Yeah, I'm on the news, Ma.
What float were you bozos on?
It changed every year. The one year they were on with Kelly Ripa and.
No. What float were you on? Like the ABC float, the. They're different floats.
Well, my dad just drove behind it in the Jeep. He was smoking Marb Reds out the window. I was waving through the sunroof.
Kevin, get out and grab some candy. what float were you on?
No, they need extras for the floats. Like, I think for a few years we did like the, we were like, man, how sad is that? You're an extra on a fucking Thanksgiving Day parade float.
Man. chomp over that with your therapist for a little while. I thought you were a fucking Disney kid back in the day. Now you realize you were just some bum waiting in line.
It was like they would do Charles Dickens themes, so they needed, like, you know, the one year I remember we all had, like, top hats with the big coats on. You know, we looked like, you know, we were from Pawtucket, Pennsylvania or whatever. We looked like fucking assholes now that I think about it.
You couldn't afford the costume. You just got regular shit on.
I'm wearing my starter jacket, smoking a cig.
Starter jacket and a pair of freaky freezers.
I got my LA lights on. Yeah, it was we were big parade people, man. Big parade people. Not proud of it, but that was, you know, I'm owning it. Yeah, trashy, Jesus Christ. Man, that really takes me back.
Yeah, that's real garbage, man. That's real fucking trash.
Oh, dude, holy shit. This is from Javon Marshall. I'm brand new to the Patreon, so excuse me if this has been asked. Have you ever had to open your door in a drive-thru because the window didn't roll down? Holy hell.
That's trash.
That is a fucking home run of a fucking question. God damn.
I feel like my window's starting to go now. Like, it squeaks every time it goes up and down.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. Sorry, I got to go back. Yeah, I've never had that. I remember one time we were going up to the mountains. We were going skiing, and my dad's window stopped, and we had to tape, like, a trash bag up the whole time. He was driving, 12 kids and, like, three parents because I was in the back of the Jeep. This is the 90s, dude. I was in the back, like, the far back of the Jeep. No seat, just fucking, like, three 7-year-olds in the back of a fucking SUV. Can
you imagine if something happened, you'd be getting tossed around like a fucking bag of popcorn.
Oh, dude, none of it. Dude, meanwhile, he's got a trash bag. He's got no visibility out the driver's side window. And he's still trying to smoke Bernie's. I remember the one dad was like, Dan, can you not smoke? And he was just like, fucking.
Yeah, hey, we're almost there.
He's just fucking going, dude.
That's too funny.
Yeah. Let's see. Do a couple more here, and then we got to wrap
it
up.
Yeah, let's do it. Hit me.
Oh, man. All right, this is from Ryan. Have you ever gone streaking or skinny dipping?
I tried to go skinny dipping with a girl in high school once down the shore.
She couple was of always, weeks ago?
she was way hotter than me. All right, and we just happened to be somewhere down the shore together with another guy and another girl, and I remember we were the only two that would do it, and she ran, like, really. She made it clear that she didn't want to be naked in the water with me. She, like, ran to the bay. We were, like, on the beach, you know what I mean? Like, she went, like, far out and, like, dove in. It was at night, too. I only
Wait, you're doing nighttime? That's, like, scary movie shit.
Dude, I was trying to, what do you mean? I was a fucking little horny high school kid. I was trying to make a move here. I fucking would have done anything. I would have stormed the beaches of Normandy. What are you talking about? Fucking dove in Ocean City, New Jersey, diving in the water at, like, 10 o'clock at night. Yikes. With my little willy sticking out.
That's nuts.
Dude, the bait and tackle fucking right there. Somebody latched on
it. It's a little earthworm floating. You got a little mealworm.
Yeah.
Dude, that's nuts. I never did. I don't think I was ever really in the opportunity to, like, skinny. I don't know. That just seemed like that was, like, one of the things that kids did in movies. Like, there was no stories of that either. Like, did you hear they went skinny dipping land? Like, that never fucking. I don't know. That wasn't happening in my school. I don't know what was going on.
You were running an underground casino at the time.
Yeah, I was.
Responsible businessman here.
I was an entrepreneur at a young age. Once I saw Boiler Room, I was like, boys were open for business. That's literally what it was. It was Boiler Room, and we opened up a casino.
Too funny.
Shout out to the Four Horsemen Casino. All right, last one. This is a fucking great. I'm so glad I fucking found this one because I wanted to use it last time. This is from Joseph.
Joseph Vincent. Joseph.
Good knockaround name. Joseph Vincent. Yeah.
That's a fucking great name.
Right? Isn't that great? That's like a wise guy name. Don't make me go talk to Joseph Vincent.
Yeah.
Do you tip the mailman?
What? We're supposed to be. Now I wonder why this guy's a fucking prick to us. You're supposed to tip the mailman.
I don't know. Maybe
he's
got to
be a mailman. What? Oh yeah. When I was a kid, I think eight different guys show up every day. You know what I mean? They're changing routes.
They're all Uber Eats guys for you.
But we had a steady guy all growing up. I think my parents broke him off something at Christmas, or he got some
scratchers or something.
He at least got some scratchers or some McDonald's gift cards, which I speak of often.
Yeah, I don't think we had Norm. Norm for the longest time was ours, and I'm sure he got his beak wet. We were big with the cash back in the day, real big with the cash. So I'm sure he got his Norm. I mean, Norm was I remember what his last day. Everybody met in the cul-de-sac and said bye to Norm.
Really?
Yeah, I was. I mean, dude, he was. You know, he fucking held the block down for like a dubski. You know what I mean? Fucking, we had to give him his farewell. He did 35 and out, dude. You know?
Damn.
Yeah. That's it. That's a wrap, guys. Fucking fantastic round of questions. We appreciate it. Hopefully, we are back in the fucking studio. We're back at Tootie's next week. We got a lot of. There was a lot of fucking shit flying at us this week. We made it fucking work. You know, we appreciate it. Thanks for listening. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. That Patreon.com is fucking cooking, guys. Get in. This is the next Bitcoin, baby. Get in fucking low. Tell
Get
people
there,
you're
gang.
An OG, you know?
And I just want to reiterate what Kevin said. I just want to say thank you for everyone for bearing with us this week. Rocking on the Zoom. Like you said, we'll be back at Tootie's next week. Hopefully all things go well. Should have some great things coming up. We love it.
A lot of good guests in store. It'll be a fucking hot yes. comeback, baby.
We appreciate your love. We appreciate your questions. We appreciate your support. And we'll see you next time. Peace. But wait a minute, Kippy.
Mm-hmm.
Before we let the folks get out of here.
What's that,
let's
buddy?
Let's real quick talk one more time about our good friends over there on the old Stereo app. Doesn't matter whether you got an iPhone or an Android. You can sign up for Stereo app for free.
Yeah, love that Stereo app, baby. It's like a little bonus AYG you get. You sign up, use one of our links. The link will be in the description of this. It's stereo.com/Kevin Ryan or stereo.com/H Foley. We get to wet our beaks a little bit. You can ask us questions live on the air. You record it, sends, we play it live, we answer it live. It's a lot of fun. It's a good way for you guys to interact with us. Check it out. Get involved, baby.
Check it out and get involved, gang. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Peace.